Thank you for calling customer support. This is Ivy. May I please have your zip code so that I may locate your account?
Yes, it's 36376.
Okay, what would be the first and last name?
Francis Wall, W-A-L-L. And I just... Okay, I was online and I went through all the, put my credit card in and expected to be charged $2, which I guess that's too good to be true, and I've learned my lesson because then, of course, it said insufficient funds, but it was on a credit card, so I went back. And when I went back, it said, you know, it's going to charge me $56 every month. I just want to cancel this thing. I just did it. It just happened. And I need to cancel all this because I can't be charged $56 a month. You know, that was disclosed after you put your credit card information in. And the credit card that they had up there is, expired. So I was putting in a new one. So I don't know what's happened. Okay, I have no idea what they've charged me or what I've done. But at the end of this transaction, it looks like I'm going to be charged $56 a month for I don't know what, because I don't understand it. So I need to take that. I need to cancel it.
Yes, ma'am. Well, there's nothing to cancel because the account was, the charge was declined. And it's not going to go through unless the customer manually puts the information in again and then click submit.
Okay. So could you tell me what this is? Because it's very deceiving. What happened is it's something about a KitchenAid that Walmart's no longer going to be, they're stopping their relationship or whatever with KitchenAid. So they're giving these KitchenAids for $2, which I guess that's too good to be true, but that's exactly what it says that they'll bill your card $2, and then you don't get any information until after you put your card in. And I'm glad they had an old one up there on my phone, which I have no idea why that's such an old card that's been canceled a long time ago. So, and does that show that number to the card there? Or?
It would show the last four digits of the car number, yes, ma'am. But the car, but the account is declined, so it's not going to go through unless the customer authorizes it to go through. So you would have to manually type in everything and agree to the terms
to
and then submit it. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, that's not how it came up, though, so I'm just letting you know that that's not how it came up on the procedure to do all this. So what is the last four digits of that? Can you see it? If I know the first, well, you wouldn't have them, but
the last four, the car number?
Yeah, didn't you say that that's what would come up?
3419.
3419, okay. All righty. Well, I appreciate it. And but do you know what this was all about, though? Are you just taking orders?
I just answer the calls, ma'am. Usually whenever the customer submits for the shipping and handling charges, then the customer would be automatically enrolled into the membership to our Gadget website, which we send over a $125 voucher through via email if the customer wanted to order more products off of the website, like the ones they will be receiving.
Okay. So basically it wasn't really just $2. Then I was actually joining a a Gadget membership.
You would be getting the
Because
shipping and handling product, and you would also would be getting the membership too.
okay. All righty. Well, thank you very much, and you have a good night.
And thank you for calling customer support.
Okay. Thank you.